From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is looking ahead to the next challenge following the rejection of the Republicans' health care legislation.
We've had I'm not going to speak badly about anybody within the party, but certainly there's a big history. I think Paul really worked hard. And I would say that we will probably start going very, very strongly for the big tax cuts and tax reform. That'll be next.
Trump is turning his attention from health care after asking Republican leaders to withdraw the health care bill for consideration because it lacked the necessary votes to pass. Speaker Paul Ryan spoke about the decision during a late-day news conference.
We came very close, but we did not get that consensus. That's why I thought the wise thing to do is not proceed with a vote, but to pull the bill and see what we can do. But I don't think the law as it is fashioned or anything close to it is really going to be able to survive.
Some Americans were frustrated the two parties could not work together on the bill.
Where I'm most frustrated with our government, because I don't think they're doing that thing. It seems to be an either or and two sides, when it should be more of hearing both sides and coming to some sort of compromise.
I know it will come back. I feel a little bit more relaxed today after they did not come to a vote, so the status quo will be in effect for a while.
Despite heavy pressure from the White House and the Speaker, conservative Republicans opposed the Republican plan because it did not go far enough. Moderates opposed it because they feared too many Americans would lose their health insurance. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Key U.S. lawmakers are at odds over halting progress in their investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The latest skirmish sparked by the Republican chairman of the House Intelligence Committee's abrupt cancellation of an open hearing set to feature top former intelligence officials. Word of the change ignited a round of criticism from congressional Democrats, who pointed out FBI Director James Comey and NSA Director Admiral Mike Rogers had already testified this past Monday. During the hearing, Comey confirmed for the first time officials are investigating possible connections between President Trump's campaign team and Russia. The United States announced sanctions Friday on 30 foreign individuals or companies that aided Iran or North Korea in the country's ballistic missile programs. The State Department said it had sanctioned 11 companies or individuals from China, North Korea, or the United Arab Emirates for transferring technology to Tehran that could further the country's ballistic missile program. The 19 other firms or individuals are believed to have either transferred to or received from Iran, North Korea, or Syria illicit goods banned under previous U.S. sanctions. Hong Kong's next leader will be chosen on Sunday by an election committee stacked with pro-Beijing elites who heed the wishes of China's communist leaders rather than the semi-autonomous region's voters. Analysts say China got involved in the election before the campaign began.
I'm very surprised that in this election, the Chinese government has decided to favor a particular candidate at a very, very early stage, even before the campaigning, the actual campaigning has started. It seems that the Chinese government has thrown it their support behind Carrie Lam.
Most Hong Kong media is reporting Lam, a former head of the Hong Kong Civil Service, is likely to win, although John Tsang is the most popular candidate to be the new leader of Hong Kong. An anti-terrorism court in Pakistan has remanded three online bloggers into custody of a federal agency for a week to determine if they should be tried and punished on blasphemy charges. The official crackdown was launched after Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif ordered authorities to take urgent steps to rid social media of any anti-Islam content posted by people in Pakistan. Pakistan's anti-blasphemy laws carry the death penalty or imprisonment for life for insulting the Prophet Muhammad, though no one has been executed to date. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.